Sure. My name's Wyan Sandler. I'm the coordinator in Canada of the Maritimes Guatemala Breaking the Silence Network.
And maybe you can tell me a little bit about the process of going to Vancouver, introducing this shareholders resolution.
Sure. Breaking the Silence is part of a coalition called the Coalition Against Unjust Mining in Guatemala. And so this coalition introduced a shareholder resolution at the annual general meeting of Goldcorp calling for the voluntary suspension of the Marlin mine in Guatemala, and that would be in compliance with the precautionary measures that have been issued by the Inter-American Human Rights Court. So there's been sort of a fairly lengthy process of drafting that resolution. We do hold shares in Goldcorp for this purpose of trying to engage in shareholder activism. And so with the help of legal counsel, drafted this resolution, sent it in. We were initially not sure if it would be accepted and circulated amongst the shareholders. It was. And so we went to Vancouver along with other members of CAMIGUA to defend the resolution and also to ask questions at the AGM about the company's record on human rights and on environmental contamination, particularly at the Marlin mine, but also at other mine sites in Central America.
Why don't you tell me a little bit more about the Marlin mine and about the sort of things that you're trying to stop Goldcorp from doing?
Sure. The Marlin mine is in the Western Highlands of Guatemala. Most of the mine is in the municipality of San Miguel Ixtahuacán. And there have been serious concerns about the environmental situation around the mine, particularly contamination of groundwater and also the tailings ponds, as well as human rights violations that have taken place around the mine and the process through which the land for the mine was acquired. And so really, at this point, a number of international bodies have come out saying that they are also concerned about the situation around the mine, including the Inter-American Human Rights Commission, which in 1 year ago, in May of 2010, issued precautionary measures asking for the temporary suspension of mining activities while there's further research done into both the environmental contamination and also the alleged human rights violations.
Right. And how did the shareholder resolution go?
There was 6% of the shareholders who voted in favor of the resolution. And I mean, we weren't necessarily expecting that the shareholder resolution was going to pass. Really, we were using this as another tool to raise awareness amongst the shareholders about what the concerns are and really to ask the company why they are asking shareholders as well as the public and the people of San Miguel to really trust their voluntary policies rather than trusting in what international human rights bodies are saying. And so I think that, we were also using this as a tool to sort of raise awareness about who is invested in Goldcorp and really the fact that most Canadians are invested in Goldcorp through our contributions to the Canadian Pension Plan, which holds Goldcorp shares, as well as many pension funds of unions, of church groups are also invested. And so we wanted to also raise awareness about just who is investing in Goldcorp and raise awareness about amongst the shareholders about what's happening in the communities. I think that the company really engaged in quite an active campaign to discourage shareholders from voting for the resolution. So
What's the next step for breaking the silence and the coalition that you're working with?
We're going to continue on. I mean, I think that this sort of shareholder activism is one piece of what we're doing. We'll continue on continuing to raise awareness amongst shareholders, amongst the Canadian public, continuing to take action on a many on different fronts. Also looking at legislation, sort of across the board, how Canadian companies are or really are not at this point regulated. Continuing to look at the human rights impact assessment that's been done at the Marlin Mine, that was done by the company, and looking at how the company is complying or not with that human rights impact assessment and what the gaps are. So, you know, we're going to continue on and really continue on working with communities to bring to light what the situation is there.
All right, thanks very much for speaking with me, Wayan.
Yeah, thank you very much, Justin.